Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. We are back from Arizona, and I'm telling you what, folks, it was on Saturday. We were out. We got there late Saturday night into Arizona, so we went from, what, 3-4 feet of snow, just out of blizzard conditions, into 50-60 degree weather there, from desert to that of cactuses and mountains, and it was absolutely beautiful for what it was. But the purpose that we went there is we wanted to spend a little time with Sheriff Mark Lamb, and we spent a couple hours with him, and then the day after that, it was literally one thing after another, literally. After that, we had actually spent some time with his sheriff named Chad, spent about 3.5 hours with him doing a ride-along concerning what was going on, in understanding and being exposed to me for the very first time, just having conversations concerning what the things that are going on the southern border there. We even went down to Tombstone, folks. And so that's how far southeast we went from Phoenix all the way over to Sheriff Mark Lamb's Pinal County. And again, I got to say this, folks, outside of the fact that we'll highlight some of the information that I'm talking about right now in just a bit here, what a bunch of sweethearts, to say the least, guys that really care about their country, that are actually doing something about it. And boy, oh boy, if we had more guys like this, man, I mean, we'd have a different country, no question about it. You know, one of the things that I'd shared with Mark when I was there with him, I said, the only reason I'm here right now is because you opened your mouth and you had the audacity to actually stand up against this system that's trying to create a new world order. And I said, that's why you're garnering all this attention from people all over the country. And it's really not hard to do. It's good, it's bad, it's ugly in some cases. Ministry is bittersweet. But Scripture is clear in Isaiah 59 that when you depart from wickedness, when you're not a part of the club, the Bible says you become a prey. And it displeased the Lord. But the promises of God are amen, yea, and amen in Christ Jesus for those that are in Christ, not outside of Christ. And I'll tell you what, regardless of what we have to go through to make a difference concerning handing the baton off to our posterity on those ending days of ours on this earth, we just want to make sure that there's going to be trouble, let it come in our time, that our children may know peace, said Thomas Paine. And it seemed to be the sentiment across the boards with not just Sheriff Mark Lamb and ourselves, friends, but the sheriffs in general out there. Just a great bunch of guys. We're going to play some video in just a little bit here. I wanted to cover a couple things before we do that. By the way, if you want to call in, you can. 1-866-582-9933. I want to just show you how this works because I live this stuff. And what I did this morning is I did a brand new video here called Need We Say Any More? Ron DeSantis Endorsed by the Bushes and George Soros. Okay? So I did the article, and before anybody took the time to actually read the article and watch the videos, what's the first thing I get? Well, sorry, Bradley, but this is false and harmful information to the political process. to the political process. So we got a guy named Ron DeSantis being endorsed by George Soros, a self-professed confiscator and a part of the Nazi party from the 40s. That's endorsing him now, and knowing the fruit of Ron DeSantis importing illegals into America, not deporting them, friends, and doing the opposite of what he says, like Donald Trump did on so many fronts, for some reason it's false information. And what's interesting about it is, folks, I have to literally hold people's hands to show them what they're unwilling to look at. And so what I did is he put up there, the American thinker said, no, George Soros did not endorse Ron DeSantis. And I said, yes, he did, and it's on the video. So what I'm going to do, friends, is I got to kind of process you through to show you what kind of people are out there. They call themselves Christians. They call themselves conservatives. And you can call it beating up on them all that you want to, folks. But it's interesting when they're trying to promulgate a falsehood against the truth that no one says anything about that until the guy that holds to the word of God and exposes those that are lying. Now there seems to be a problem. And scripture has a result for that too, because if you look at the book of Psalm, verse 123, 3 and 4, it tells us our soul is exceedingly filled with the scorning of those that are at ease. They're just a part of the world system. They feed on the world. They live in the world. They thrive on the world. They say they don't believe the lying media, but when the media throws another candidate at them, they go right along with it. And how dare you speak against them, because these are now our favorite politicians. And yet Jesus warned them in Mark 8:15. See, they don't want to hear the word. They don't want anybody to actually tear down their favorite politicians, which, by the way, is called idolatry. Read Acts 12:22 when you get a moment. But Scripture understands, of course the Lord understands, and His children understand all the well, that there are those that are at ease. They're the ones that scorn guys like me, right? They're the ones that hold us in contempt for telling them what it is that they don't want to hear. And the Bible calls them proud. And the prideful are an abomination in the sight of the Lord. So I just want to clarify this real quick, because I've already had three people come back and say he didn't endorse Ron DeSantis. He did endorse Ron DeSantis, and I want you to hear for yourself as to George Soros again endorsing Ron DeSantis. But this doesn't exist in the minds of those that love Ronnie, folks. And this is the problem in this country. Read Mark 8:15. Check this out. Okay, now here, he's going to say something here. Hang on.
Florida.
And I'm going to play this again.
Snuck it out for the Republican nomination.
Republican nomination.
Trump has turned into a pitiful.
Then he starts to cap on Trump.
Continually.
He talks about how pathetic Donald Trump is now.
20.
Okay. So, but right before that, I want you to hear it again. This is what he said about Ron DeSantis. So you can see for your eyes, or for yourself, and hear with your own ears as to George Soros endorsing Ron DeSantis. But again, I told you this 2 years ago. He is a part of the Bush regime, and no surprise here, Jeb Bush just came out and endorsed Ron DeSantis too. And guess who Ron DeSantis admires more than anybody? He admires Mr. Bush, Daddy Bush. And then he brags about how they're great Americans, and then he even talks about his dad, Prescott Bush, Ron DeSantis did. And it's interesting, Ron DeSantis apparently doesn't realize all of our heads are not in the sand when it comes to the likes of the Bushes, because Prescott Bush was actually indicted in 1942 for illegally financing Adolf Hitler's war. Okay, here, let's do this one more time. Here, listen to Georgie.
My hope for 2024 is that Trump and Governor DeSantis of Florida will slug it out for the Republican nomination. Trump has turned it.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on theforgenews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Okay, so I want you to see this. If you're not on social media platforms, friends, please join us. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, and or go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. I want to show you some things here. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Read Acts 4:12. We understand that there's none other name under heaven whereby man might be saved. His name is Jesus Christ. So let's go over here on social media platforms. If you're in one of the 157 cities listening to us, I will do my best to paint the picture for you. I'm showing the people right now, the presidential candidates for 2024, and there's a whole list of them here, okay? There's a whole list of them here, and guess what? You're not hearing from one of them, except the ones that the powers that are tolerated are introducing you to. And guess what? You know all of them. You know all of them. Ron DeSantis, I told you 2 years ago he was going to be a runner-up because I seen the way that the media was putting him in a favorable light, and I knew what he was doing and what he was saying were two different stories, just like any other politicians. And, you know, if Americans would judge them by their fruit, we wouldn't be in the position that we're in today. Matthew 7:16, read it when you get a moment. But we are. We're here today. But there is a list, folks, a plethora of people running for the presidential candidacy of 2024, but you're not hearing from any of them except the ones that they want you to hear from. That should be bothersome to every single person here. Now, I just got to revert back to this. I was just highlighting the fact that George Soros endorses DeSantis as he's tearing down Donald Trump, right? But notice that both DeSantis and Trump are both players for the global agenda. And if you don't want to believe that, it matters not. It's exactly what they're doing, and it's exactly what they've been doing. And they're trying to get you in a fight between DeSantis and Trump, but most people don't take the time to realize, in pulling the curtain back, that they're both candidates that have been delivered up for the globalist elitist, as they would call themselves. Folks, this is PSYOP. This is manipulation. This is distraction. What about, let's go back 4 years. What about back in the last presidential cycle? What about the 1,126 other presidential candidates? How come we didn't hear from any of them? Because they didn't want us to hear from any of them. That's exactly why. You know the new one that they're pushing up now? And I warned you about this. I met this woman back in at the RNC in 2012 in Tampa Bay. And if you have any discernment, you can understand. Folks, they have a lot of money behind them, and when you see all the money behind them pushing them in the direction to be the next candidate, and you see the favor of the media on top of them, giving them all the attention that they need, you already understand right then and there, at least the experienced understand, and those that have played the fool too many times understand that they are the candidates that have been put up indeed. Remember what Albert Pike said, when the people need a hero, we will deliver them up. That's exactly what they're doing. This woman right here, I met at the RNC in 2012. And captured, Nikki Haley is one of Klaus Schwab's young global leaders. Of course she is. Of course she is. But let me ask you again, what about all of those other presidential contenders that we didn't hear a word from? Well, they didn't have the money behind them. Why is that? Because they weren't going along to go ahead and do their best to tear down the U.S. Constitution and propping up a global order, right? In its place. Well, that's what these men are doing, folks, and I think it's time we wake up as to what is going on here. In fact, I'm going to do a whole show on DeSantis up and coming here, because we got the Bushes endorsing him, and then going back to the history of the Bushes, we got DeSantis bragging about George Bush Sr., who called for a new world order back in the 90s over 202 times from the presidential bully pulpit, even bragging about his dad, and his dad was Prescott Bush, and how he was indicted in 1942, and all this information for illegally financing Adolf Hitler's Third Reich. That's a fact. That is a fact that is easy to find online. Okay? And understanding who the Bushes are, the skull and bones, and the whole list goes on, I don't need to go into all that. I can just simply judge them by their fruit. That's enough for me. This is the fruit that they have borne on the wicked branches of their tree. And we can see that that fruit does not fall too far from the wicked individual that bore that fruit, right? And again, this is exactly what Scripture teaches us. We got John Collin from Missouri. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Good day, Bradley. You know, I just want to reiterate on the exact points you were just talking about. You are so correct when you say how it's a psyop about Soros, you know, trying to make it seem like he don't like Trump, when Trump is definitely in the club. I mean, he's holding hands with Klaus Schwab,
yep.
And then he's gonna pretend that he's for the people. Now, a real president that was for the people would say, we need our White House back on USA soil, and then we're not gonna pay back all that federal debt you've accumulated through the District of Columbia, because what you've done is violated every single person's constitutional rights, and we're just gonna take this country back. And they would kill that guy instantly for doing that. And something else I wanted to...
Yeah, that you could be called treason, my friend, correct?
You are correct.
Yes.
And something else I wanted to hit on, Bradley, I just want to say you are doing such a fantastic job at not biting on some of these hyped-up stories that they want some of the conservative types to talk about. You know exactly, because you are letting God lead you, and I thank you for that, and I thank God for doing that, because you're not biting on the fake stories they want you to talk about, that way they can discredit you one day because they got you feeding off their stream. And you're just, you know, just thank God for being way savvier than they are. And hey, praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord, Bradley. Good job, man.
Thank you, sir. I totally appreciate that. And you know, it's interesting that you're even highlighting that, because what happens here is I literally, and I've said this 1,000 times, John, but I live and I breathe this ministry. I mean, this isn't a part-time job. I don't take my hat off when I'm done here and then go do something different. No, I'm in the Word. I was in the Word before I got on, and I'll be in the Word when I get off. And if I'm not reading the Constitution, then I'm paying attention to what's going going across the country. And then I say, Lord, what are we doing today? And all of a sudden I'll start getting downloads throughout the day to set the next show. So I am not, in any sense of the word, scripting any of this. It's all, I get the download from the Holy Ghost, and I do believe we're being led by Him concerning what needs to be dealt with. And it's some of the stories we have to stay on concerning the whole pandemic and how they're continuously trying to push this forward on the American people, regardless of people like it or not. It's important that we stay there until something changes where the American people actually rise up and deal with these corrupt individuals who have their way far too long in this country. But I praise God for the Holy Ghost. Let's put it that way, John.
Yes.
I really do. And
absolutely.
Thank you for the call. Did you want to say one more thing?
I can tell. Yes, I do. I can tell, Bradley, that you're not just a gimmick or it's a sideshow. It's serious. And when you want to be a pro, what do? You eat, sleep, and breathe it. And if you want to be a pro with God, what do? You eat, sleep, and breathe it. You do it. And
amen.
I thank you for that, sir.
Yeah. Thank you for the word of encouragement, man. I really, truly appreciate that. I don't know how that just got clipped there. I want to say something. So that just got cut off on my comrades. Johnny, I did not hang up on you. I don't know what happened there, my friend. But, you know, we've had people, and I'll say it one more time, and if I have to say it in the up-and-coming days, weeks, months, I will. People are accusing us on Sons of Liberty Radio, on our Rumble feeds and on our GNC feeds, so on and so forth, of cutting out comments or cutting people off. I'm here to tell you right now, if that's happening, that is not us doing that. We already experienced enough censorship as we go along, and I'm frustrated with all of that illegal censorship that's going on here. So I'm not going to in turn do it to somebody else while somebody's doing it to us. But I will say, if you're heretical and you've been told over and over and over again, you know, the Bible clearly tells us that after the first and second admonition, if they continuously go on in their heresy, you know what? I'm just going to let them go. And that's happened a couple times in 23 years. Let me say that again. That's happened a couple times in 23 years. And if they're here to cause division, the Bible tells us we're supposed to mark them. That's what the Bible tells us. We're supposed to mark them. We don't have time to babysit. This is a very resolute, resolve-orientated ministry. We're trying to get something done here. And if you're looking for a ministry that wants to go ahead and basically fuel and feed into your narrative and your feelings and things that haven't gone to the cross yet, wrong ministry. We don't have time for that. It's not throwing you to the wayside. It's you throwing yourself to the wayside because you haven't fed on the bread of life, John 6:35. So we don't have time for that, just for the record, okay? We got a job to do, we have a plow in our hands, and we're going to continuously go forward regardless if people like it or not. Johnny just brought up Klaus Schwab and Donald Trump. This is them in Davos, and here's Klaus Schwab right here, and there's Donald Trump. Donald Trump walks up to him, first thing he tells him how great of a job he's doing. So don't sit there and tell me, folks, the information that we're giving to you is in any sense of the word, contrived or fabricated or made up. No, we're showing you the fruit of the corrupt, and it's for you to deal with them. Isaiah 26, verse 9. Love you, but oh, you know what? This isn't the end of the show. Got two more to go. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine's back in East Palestine, Ohio, taking a personal look at the work to remove waste from around the site of that freight train disaster. And Ohio's two senators have introduced a bill to put new safety requirements on freight trains that carry hazardous materials. Praise and a promise from President Biden to the people who work at the Department of Homeland Security on the 20th anniversary of its founding.
I'm going to keep making sure you have the resources you need to do the job, because your job is so expansive across the board.
The Mortgage Bankers Association says applications to buy a home fell by 6% last week. The 30-year fixed rate now hit 6.7%. Delta Airlines pilots have approved a new contract with big raises. A new FTC report says we lost nearly $9 billion last year to fraud, about one-third more than fraud losses in 2021. Rich Johnson, USA News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
I want to show you a couple more things here, folks, and then we're going to get to the main topic concerning our highlights from Arizona as we did our ride-alongs with the sheriff and our meeting with Sheriff Mark Lamb down in Pinal County in Arizona, there, right outside of Phoenix. Everybody knows this is going on. Everybody's talking about it, literally, except the people that should be talking about it for the most part. They're not, but if you have a personal conversation like I did when I was in Arizona with a couple people, it was absolutely amazing how we were saying the exact same things, but yet nobody's saying anything. Well, you may have seen this just a couple days ago. This is Woody Harrelson. Now, outside of the fact for 5 minutes he's sitting there doing nothing but promoting drug use, marijuana use, smoking a hooter, so on and so forth, and making all these derogatory comments, which are, in fact, responsible for adding to the, decadence of our society. Remember, John Adams said that decadence follows that of wealth. And we see that on so many different levels in prosperity. And, again, this is what we're seeing here. But Woody Harrelson took the time in his monologue to actually say something that we're all talking about, and we're all saying it. But you got to ask the question, why is the mainstream media and all the outlets and all the said movie stars and music stars, how come they don't love the people enough to actually warn them concerning the things that are taking place here in the United States of America on a global basis concerning the experimental jabs? Well, what he did, by the way, read Psalm 19:11 when you get a moment, by them thy servant is warned. And you know what? We're to be faithful witnesses, Proverbs 27, verse 5, that deliver souls. And if we don't do that, because the Bible says faithful are the wounds of a friend, kisses of an enemy are deceitful. They prefer the kisses, and they think that's the Lord rather than his chastisements or his rebukes, corrections, so on and so forth. 2 Timothy 3:16. So, in saying all that to say this, coming back full circle, Woody Harrelson says exactly what needed to be said 3 days ago, because, folks, what he just tapped into is exactly what everybody already knows. But again, what needs to be the question that needs to be begged here is, how come the mainstream media is not covering what he just got done saying here? I want you to check this out, folks, because, again, listen carefully as to what everybody's talking about, because the obvious, just like our noses, are right on our face and right in front of our eyes.
And start reading. Okay, so the movie goes like this. The biggest drug cartels in the world get together and buy up all the media and all the politicians and force all the people in the world to stay locked in their homes. And people can only come out if they take the cartel's drugs and keep taking them.
Sound familiar, folks?
And over. I threw the script away. I mean, who is going to believe that crazy idea? Being forced to do drugs? I do that voluntarily all day long.
See, but there it again. There it is again, friends. See, now he makes light of it, but the fact of the matter is he threw that in there because it's exactly what's been going on over the last 2.5-3 years in this country. The cartel comes in. The powers that are tolerated, they come in. They're allowed by 329.5 million people to go ahead and force them into compliance, which is completely illegal every step of the way. Driving dangerous chemicals into their blood system when the Lord tells them not to do it, Leviticus 17:11, Deuteronomy 19:19, and put that up against John 10:10. I mean, folks, everybody's talking about it. Everybody is talking about it, but yet nobody's talking about it. Let me show you this, and we're going to get to the main topic. You all know who Tom Sizemore is. He had an aneurysm. That is the fruit of an experimental jab. As a matter of fact, blood clots, and that's what that causes, right? They're saying goodbye to him. There's nothing more we can do for that guy. Well, he should have listened to conspiracy theorists such as myself, right? We have former New York Mets pitching prospect, I'm not even going to say his name, Paul Barreco, dead at 31 years old. This is brand new information, friends. This is all brand new. Mandy Jenkins, digital news pioneer, found Mahoning Matters, dies at 42 years old. Okay, again, this is brand new information. Brett Radden, music manager who worked with Dave Matthews, Tracy Chapman, American Idol, he dies at 53 years old. Everybody knows what's going on. They know exactly where this is coming from, but what they want to do is they just want to do their best to distance themselves from the truth of the matter. And this is where the Lord says that you've deceived yourselves. This is where the Lord says in Jeremiah 5:21, where you have eyes, but you see not. You have ears, but you hear not. But it's interesting how everybody knows what I just said was true, which means they have eyes to see, and they see it, and that they have ears to hear, and they hear it, but they willfully reject the truth of the matter. Well, you can go ahead and reject it all that you want to. It's just a matter of time before it gets into your blood system, and then what are you going to do after the fact? Because there's no way to expunge these deadly ingredients out of your bodies, friends. And again, it is what it is, and the only thing I can do is continuously hold to the Word of God, tell you the truth, the uncomfortable truth, not to me, but the uncomfortable truth that so many don't want to hear. But here, you know, in spite of you not wanting to hear the truth, apparently I love you and your soul more than you do. Because I'm telling you what you know is true. Folks, we got to wake up concerning what's going on here. This is absolutely ridiculous concerning the fact that they're still trying to drive the narrative. No. They're going to do that, folks. And what they're doing is they're just trying to push you back at bay so they can continuously do what they want to do, so they can reengage and set another crisis. Mark my words, because they've been doing it generation, decade after decade, and it goes on and it goes on and it goes on. Every 10 years, there's another sort of crisis that we need to get behind blindly the government concerning what it is that they're pushing. No. What happened to question authority, folks? And keep in mind, that authority is you and me. There are representatives, and it's a limited government, and they work for us. We do not work for them. As long as we are law-abiding under God, guess what? We're the employers, not them. And yet, look at how they act. They act as if they're above the law, and they're going to force it on you because they know better than you do. No! No! What happened to the American people saying no? Well, there's a whole lot more of that coming, isn't there? Yep. And guess who it's coming from, for the most part? From the older generations. I'm sorry. Forgive me. I got three screens up in front of me right now. From the younger generations. The younger people that have something to lose are standing up and saying no. And I'm talking about their generation. I'm talking about what they need to stand up and fight for, because they see what's been handed to them, what's been dropped into their lap. They have no alternative, friends, but to do the right thing. And there's a lot of people doing this across the boards. One such individual just happens to be a new friend. Pinal County Sheriff Mark Lamb. I got to tell you, folks, moving over to the main topic here. When we flew out there, first of all, we had him on the radio a couple weeks ago, and I want to tell you how this all happened. When we were in Florida this last year, my son, who's going to be going to school to become a sheriff, had said, "Dad, have you heard of Sheriff Mark Lamb?" And I'm saying that because, listen, I've got friends all over the country that are police, state troopers, sheriffs, and the such. And he brought up Mark Lamb because he's seen Mark Lamb actually had the constitutional internal fortitude to put together something called a citizen's posse. That means he's deputized his law-abiding citizens to help them in aiding and the uprooting of crime within their communities. And is it effective? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Is it effective? They're good, God-fearing, law-abiding citizens that want the American dream that the Lord has bestowed upon them back. And they're willing to fight for it. 1 Timothy 6:2. Mark Lamb's one of those guys. And so are his sheriffs. Okay? So what I want to do is I just kind of want to give you a little taste of what takes place on a pullover. This happens five times every day of the week. And I'm talking about in the county itself. Okay? What's happening, folks, are the illegals are actually paying Americans. Okay? Benedict Arnold's traitors in America to basically give them a ping concerning the cartel. The Americans get the ping, and what they do is they go pick the illegals up on the border, and then they drive them into the United States of America for $1,000 to $2,000 per illegal that comes into the United States of America. Did you hear what I said? It's us doing it to ourselves. And I want to say, in making distinction, I am not a Benedict Arnold. I am one for the law because I understand that if we obey it, we're going to be made a free people under God, regardless what man does. Okay? Regardless of what man does. 2 Corinthians 3:17. But I want you to see this, what happens, friends, when a pullover takes place. And this is...
Okay. So you went down to Tucson.
And what's sad about it...
Okay. What part of Tucson?
Sad about this, folks...
Do you know these people?
No, I don't.
What's sad about this is, again, we're doing it to ourselves, and we need to knock this off. But this woman was charged with a federal crime. I want you to see how this plays out. Let's go ahead and watch it. And I'll do my best again to paint the picture for those that are listening. Check this out, folks. Here we go.
Okay. So you went down to Tucson this morning, is that what you said?
They pulled it over this woman with a brand new car who's lying up and down.
Do you know these people?
She has several illegals in the back of her car. She says she has no idea who they are. She said she was picking them up hitchhiking.
Okay.
To see what roads I was on.
Okay, cool. So you don't know any of those people? Where were you taking them to?
I don't know. I was just going to Chandler. They just were hitchhiking.
They're just on the side of the road or what?
Yeah.
Do you normally do that?
No.
Yeah, a woman's going to pick up four okay? Mexican dudes.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Were they going to give you money or what?
I don't think so.
You don't think so? Have you ever picked up hitchhikers before?
Yeah.
She's lying.
Not very often, but I have before.
Okay. They don't speak any English?
I don't think so. I didn't hear any English.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, folks, and I want to come right back to this after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Pretty crazy. Highlighting from our Arizona trip and our sheriff ride along with Mark Lamb. And she had.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
In this crazy world of social media, buzzfeeds, fake news, and political propaganda, we need a watchdog, someone to stand up and shout if need be, on behalf of truth and our historical Christian roots. Bradley Dean is that watchdog, and that's why I support Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
On social media platforms are asking the question, what are they being pulled over for? I'm telling you, man, these sheriffs can smell something wrong because they do it all the time. And they're going to be hitting into this or tapping into this in just a moment because this woman that got pulled over in her brand new vehicle, and the reason she's got a brand new vehicle, pay attention, folks, they're going to be talking about that in just a moment. She gets pulled over and she has several illegals inside of her car. And then what happens is the sheriffs have gone through this so many times, they begin to tell them, this is what you're doing, you're lying, we see this all of the time, how much did you get paid? And then she was again charged for and with a federal crime. Check it out. Let's keep going here.
No.
Now we got Mark involved here. Sheriff Mark.
No.
Are you Sheriff Lamb?
I am.
Oh my gosh, I don't recognize you.
How are you?
I'm good.
Ask them where they get picked up at.
Naco. Los levantó en Naco, no?
They look like they just crossed the border. I mean,
they're asking the illegals as to what they were doing in her car. And then the illegals tell Sheriff Lamb.
La gringa los levantó en Naco. He says yes.
They're saying you picked them up in Naco.
Well, you know, East Side, you want a bunch of illegals in your country kind of straining at the gnat and swallowing the camel, aren't you? Jeez, people, think, would you?
Why not just have them sit down?
No, the cardboard is going to hit my car. I've been moving all my stuff.
Yeah.
A $55,000 car, and I sold an acre.
Pay attention.
A square foot shop in Castle Rock, and I have $50,000 worth of stuff
Why not just have them sit?
Totally. Look it all up. It's all on offer.
No, that's beside the point. Why not just have them sit up?
I'm sorry.
Okay, Mark's confronting the woman that's transporting them across the border on a border state, folks.
Yeah.
My car's been like this.
That's all right, man. This, you can try to explain it away all you want. We do this 5 times a day.
No, I'm saying, though, if you saw the vehicle...
You have 4 illegals in your car. You have 4 illegals in your car. I guarantee you were getting paid at least $1,000 for each one of these.
See?
And you're trying to pretend like we're stupid. No, man, don't look at me like you don't know what I'm talking about. Okay? I doubt that this is your first time.
People
either.
From Arizona
Mexico,
picking up the illegals and then getting paid $1 to $2,000 per illegal to bring them back in.
Unos días, un mes, una semana. Días. Several days. They didn't say how much they paid, but it was more than $6,000. More than $6,000. ¿Cuánto salió? Como unos 10,000? O 8,000? One of them said it was, I said 6,000, he said, I wish. So I said, what, more? And he said, yeah, more. So I'm guessing maybe between 8,000 and 10,000.
We're not stupid, okay? We know the game. This is what I do. I sit out, this is what I do every day, okay? I sit and stop people for, you know, going too fast, and they're hauling bodies, and they tell me the same story. Okay? But I know the real story, okay? I've done this long enough, so I know... You're not doing this out of the kindness of your heart. And you don't have to tell me. That's up to you. I could care less. But you're going to have to talk to BP.
This is in Arizona. It's a pullover. An American from Arizona transporting 4 illegals into the States.
You probably did, but you knew where you
were. In her brand new car.
I bet you.
And she's trying to lie about it, saying she just picked them up. One woman all by herself picks up 4 illegals, huh?
Right.
It's really, truly self-inflicting every step of the way. She's in trouble. And Mark's just kind of conveying to the people here now, this is what's going on. And folks, it's happening because the people in the United States are selling your country out for a little money. In the end, helping the federal government illegally importing these illegals into the United States. And she said she just picked them up.
What's he searching my car for?
He's going to tow it.
Why?
Because they're going to detain you for a federal crime. That's
amen.
What?
Well, what did I do? She says. She has no idea what she did wrong.
That's up to Border Patrol.
Yep, now she goes down. Now she's going down for a federal crime. And look who's doing this. I mean, my goodness. Can you make it up? Americans are the ones transporting them over into America. They're doing business with the cartel, importing illegals into the States for $1,000 to $2,000. Per person. When Mark Lamb asked the illegals as to how much did you have to pay, did he say, he said $1,000, $2,000? The illegal said back, I wish. In other words, they paid her a lot more to do that. You know what? Now the Bible's clear when it says that he's a lover to the stranger. I am too. But these individuals that are coming across the border, let them assimilate. Let them do that lawfully, because if they start off in America by being here illegally, what do you think is going to happen? They're going to commit more crime and commit more crime and commit more crime. Enough of that. You're welcome here. You're afforded asylum in America, but come legally. The same way you'd want us to come into your country. Has anybody ever taken the time to see what happens concerning the consequence of those that go into Mexico illegally? Oh my goodness! It ain't good! It's absolutely not good at all. They enforce the law there. But in Americans, we have people in Arizona alluring them in. just for a little money, as they're selling their kids out and their future out to illegals. And so are the politicians, the mayors, the governors. We see it happening all day long. That definition, folks, is it's called treason. And they're selling their souls out, and they're selling their country out for 30 pieces of silver, just like Judas. Just like Judas. Enough of this garbage. And you know what's even worse is when they go back over to Border Patrol, in many cases they're just released back again into the community, only to take another shot at coming into America. They're jeopardizing the lives of our sheriffs, our police officers. They're jeopardizing the lives of the innocent in the United States of America. That's what they're doing. And you can thank Department of Homeland Security for that. And again, it all goes back to what? If the bad guys had the support that they wanted you to believe that they had, then why do they need the illegals here? Because they don't have it. It's that simple. Let me run down a couple things that we did on the ride along. This was just two nights ago. I spent 3.5 hours with one sheriff there in Pinal County, and it was pretty cool. He literally treated me as if I was his partner. He said, if anything goes down, I have to deputize you. I said, I'm not a standby kind of a guy. If something goes down, I'll be there. Don't worry about it. And we just went through the night, and we had conversation after conversation. One of the things that I asked him was about, I said, how many deaths are you seeing concerning the whole experimental jabs and the whole pandemic? And he said that he was friends, a guy I just met, he said he was friends with a funeral director in a county next to Pinal County in Arizona there. And he said, Bradley, he unsolicitedly told me that the numbers of people dying is astronomical. Astronomical. Then he went on and he started to tell me about how on a daily basis they get calls of suicide, people just giving up. Hey, folks, I want to tell you something. When the Lord said, thou shalt not kill, he meant thou shalt not kill. Suicide is not a good place to put yourself in. Let me say it this way as a positive. Suicide is a permanent solution to a temporary problem. Okay? Life is uphill. Keep your eyes fixed on the Lord. He will fill your heart with hope, and you will overcome as long as you are feeding on him. Hebrews 12:2. Okay? He talked about suicides of even kids going down to 12 years old. And then he started to tell me some of the stories, some of the accidents that he gets to arrive on scene for, some things I wouldn't want to see. I'm just, it's crazy. Some of the things I just don't want to see. Then he's talking about this fentanyl and these new drugs that are coming across from the cartel into America. And then again, it goes back to the responsible party, because if the American people weren't buying, nobody would be dying and the cartel would not be making it in the first place. That applies to heroin, cocaine, crystal methane, which is made here in America. And the list goes on. And, you know, then we had some other conversations concerning, you know, shootouts. Some of the scenarios that they have been a part of in dealing with people that are unruly. They're unruly people. And I had to share with him the Word of God, and I told him, by the way, he happened to be a minister as well, which was awesome. But if we're not going to be ruled by the Word of God, folks, we're going to be ruled by the bayonet, and there's some people out there that are just asking for the bayonet. That's not a good way to go. Folks, love you by what I do. My friend Eastside, forgive me. Talk to you guys in 23. See ya.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.